The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It's the sound you hear every morning when you know we're kicking off hour number three. Starting Lineup on your radio at 99.1 and AM 990. Tyler Ivins, Will West, and Guillermo. That can only mean one thing. Harmony Pillows on the line, and we're playing Sports Jeopardy today. Will, please, for the first-timers or the refreshers, how do we play Sports Jeopardy?
We need two contestants right now at 656-9900. Call up. Kaner will take your call. We'll get you on the air, and it's time for you to play the game. Each contestant will get a 100-point Sports Jeopardy question, a 200-point Sports Jeopardy question, and then a final Sports Jeopardy question where you can bid with the points you've won in the first two rounds. Contestant with the highest point total at the end of final Sports Jeopardy is going to be the big winner, Tyler Ivins. Tell him about the win.
It was everybody's favorite Christmas gift. It was everybody's favorite New Year's gift. Everybody's favorite Valentine's Day gift. It's going to be everybody's favorite St. Patrick's Day. Yes, in my family, everybody gets a gift every month. It's something very special. Flag Day, you get a gift. I expect a Harmony pillow from our friends at M. Lilly. You can find them in Farragut, next door to the Fresh Market. I'm telling you, if you're taking sleeps into consideration, if you need longer, better sleeps in 2021, the products at M. Lilly that get you taken care of. Kaner, who are our two contestants today, sir?
All right, so this morning we have JT and Patrick.
I'm gonna want JT. I want this guy up first. JT, hi, good morning. It's Tyler and Will. JT, you've listened to the show enough. You know what I'm about to ask you to do. So who's it going to be? Who's going to guide you to a Harmony pillow, sir?
You know, let's get this reverse off.
Brother, I'm so glad you picked me. You want to know why? Because, JT, you already know, with it being Nature Boy Ric Flair's birthday, you're about to get three questions about the greatest professional wrestler of all time. But, you're in luck today because all three of my questions are multiple choice. So with that being said, here's your 100-point question. Hey, JT, I need to know, how many world championships does Ric Flair own? 13, 16, or 18?
16.
As you know, he is the 16-time world champion. He is the two-time Hall of Famer. That is correct. That's 100 points. On to your 200-point question. Multiple choice. Every time he was introed to the ring, where was Ric Flair billed from? Is he from St. Louis, Missouri? Is he from Atlanta, Georgia? Or is he from Charlotte, North Carolina?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ric Flair from Charlotte, North Carolina, the 16th time. You get 100 additional points, JT, just for picking up the telephone. And now all the pressure is on our friends across the street, Will and Patrick. What do you got, Will?
All right, Patrick, that was the reverse Ivins that we just got there. That's the 200-point question you're throwing out, Ivins. Okay, current events is your current topic. Are you ready, Patrick?
I'm going to give it my best shot. I'll try to do my half.
All right, here you go. This is your 100-point question. This Wizards guard is the current leading scorer in the National Basketball Association. Wizards guard, current scorer, leading scorer in the NBA.
Mr. Westbrook, perhaps?
It is not. It is not. It's Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal. Your 200-point question. How many majors has Tiger Woods won in his career?
Gosh, we had this one recently. I think it was around
15 majors for Tiger Woods. Hang on the line to get a 100-point bonus points question, so we'll move on. And I would to ask something about Ric Flair, like how many letters are in Ric Flair's last name?
Hey, JT. Sports Jeopardy final, you got a wager. You've got 400. What do you want to do? JT, I need a bid from you.
Did we lose JT?
Hello?
JT,
hey,
please.
JT, hello. There you go.
Can you hear us, JT?
I don't think
JT can hear us right now.
I'll check on him.
Can you check out?
Now, oh, my goodness, Ivins. It would be the biggest upset in the history of Sports Jeopardy.
I'll have you know that these are very difficult Ric Flair questions. Not everybody knows everything about Ric Flair. Okay, these aren't just waiting on a Ric Flair Wheaties box where you flip it on the back and read the instructions and go, here are some fun facts about Ric Flair. And believe it or not, I'll just let you know, the bonus question I have here, you can be marveled if JT knocks this one out. JT, do you have me now?
Yes.
Hey, brother, good to hear from you again. Let's finish this off with a perfect 3-for-3. First, I need a bid, though. You've got 400 total points in Sports Jeopardy. What are you bidding?
Oh, I'm going to play it smart. I'm just bidding 1 point.
1 point. Okay. Well, it is smart because this is actually one of the more difficult questions if you don't know a lot about Ric Flair. But rumor has it that Ric Flair would wear these colored trunks on nights he was going to lose World Heavyweight Championship matches. It's a rumor that he may have wink, wink, nudge, nudged, eventually confirmed. But what color trunks would Ric Flair wear the nights he knew he was dropping the belt? Red, blue, or black? What color trunks would Flair lose on nights he knew he was going to lose World Heavyweight Championship matches?
I believe it was black.
See, that's where the trick comes in. Just like Tiger Woods on Sundays, dominant reds, Flair would wear red trunks to the ring, kind of letting his family know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you can leave early. Daddy's not winning this match tonight. The answer is red, but you only lose 1 point. Will, your final Jeopardy question.
You know what? That was a solid question, Ivan. It's nice. Nice job there. Very nice job there. I called you out prematurely, so I apologize there. All right, Patrick, let's do the best we can here. I'm assuming you're betting all 100 points, right?
Absolutely. What's to lose?
Yeah, at this point. All right. This newly signed Dodgers pitcher was the 2020 National League Rookie of the Year.
Oh, gosh. Newly signed pitcher.
Cy Young. Cy Young winner. I apologize. I changed the question up because I didn't think anybody knew the National League Rookie of the Year. This newly signed Dodgers pitcher was the 2020 NL Cy Young winner.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea, but the only Dodger pitcher I know is Kershaw, and I know he's not a rookie recently.
It is Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer was the 2020 NL Cy Young winner. So I think I just totally Ivan's old Patrick there on that
so,
one.
Wait a second. So you're ripping me for eating the Wheaties of Ric Flair?
Yeah, and I just Ivan's the heck out of Patrick. Sorry, Patrick.
Hey, JT. We should add more championships to the Ric Flair, just the shelf of championships, or give Ric Flair a Harmony pillow. He'd probably charge us to give him the Harmony pillow, but because Ric Flair's all about making that money.
Who charges more for an autograph right now, Pete Rose or Ric Flair?
Oh, Ric Flair.
You think so?
Oh, I can almost guarantee it's Ric Flair. Rose, because see, here's the thing. I know it's Flair because Flair can at least profit off writing those three letters, H-O-F, on every single one. Twice, by the way, because he's a two-time Hall of Famer. Pete Rose, just like what Manfred and whatever the Secret Society of Commissioners are doing in Major League Baseball, they're never going to let that man profit off H-O-F.
All right,
but
so
I guarantee it's by Flair.
Two Twitter questions that we have right now, two Twitter polls. It's National Chili Day. Is chili a soup? 70% of respondents say no, 30% say yes. And would you watch a Happy Gilmore sequel? Not should they make one. Would you watch it? 73% of respondents say yes, 27% say no. Our pal Eric Ames says no, he would not watch a Happy Gilmore sequel. Do you believe him?
He's full of it.
Yeah,
I will watch it, but I would have to really, really, really train myself of, hey, don't go in this with high expectations. Ainge would absolutely watch a remake, or excuse me, not a remake, a sequel. He would watch a sequel, but Ainge would be that guy the second the lame Rob Schneider joke or any joke that you just know it's going to be awful, he'd probably throw his bucket of popcorn and walk
out
of the theater.
There's a difference between do you want to see it made
yeah.
or will it, or would you watch it?
I'll say this. Will I watch it? Yes. Do I want to see it? No. But, I mean, if they're going to spend the millions of dollars to produce it and the company's going to pump it up every time I could click on YouTube to learn how to pronounce a Swedish hockey player's last name, and they're like, before we get to Southern Illinois highlights, Happy Gilmore 2 is in theaters this May. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to go watch Happy Gilmore 2 in theaters this May. So you're going to produce it, I'll watch it. I'm not going to go into it with high expectations, but, hey, you got my money, and that's all they want out of it. Quickly, Kaner, before we hit the reset, somebody sent you a DM moments ago about chili and soup, and what did they say about chili and soup? And because I think this is a really good point.
Yeah, they said, Kane, you're absolutely right. I added that part in
there. Stop, pass all that garbage. What'd they actually say?
Chili is not a soup. Can you put soup on a hot dog? Nachos, tater tots, or fries? Shout out to Slaw Dog for diving in them DMs.
No, you can put it on there. It doesn't mean it will taste good, but you exactly. can put vegetable soup on top of a hot dog.
But I mean, have you ever done that?
No, of course not.
Because I haven't.
Because it would taste terrible.
yeah, right.
Actually, it might be delicious, and we've all been missing out on chicken noodle on top of our hot dogs.
Well, I hope you guys have got accurate addresses, because you're about to get a DoorDash, and you're going to try every single one of these I'm about to send to you right now. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. And when I mean DoorDash, I mean some product that delivers food to your door, because DoorDash does not spend money with the starting lineup here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. We come back on the other side. Tennessee, call it an escape. I mean, you only beat Vanderbilt by 12 last night when they had two of the best players out of the lineup. Stop turning the basketball over. The Vols have got to start righting some of these wrongs. Auburn this weekend, SEC tournament, and that possible last regular season game scheduled. We'll get a whole lot of that and more before 9 a.m. here on TSL. Stick around.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Tennessee held off Vanderbilt last night, 70-58, the final score. Another strong showing from Victor Bailey Jr.
Bailey putting up a three and hits it from the right wing. Bailey's had a good first half. That's his third three-pointer.
Bailey finished the contest 5 three-pointers, 21 points. Jaden Springer added 20. E. Pons a double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds.
Kicks it out, Viscovi's got an open three, and it rattles. No good. Whoa! Slam back by Pons with the right hand.
That was sweet, baby. E-pop.
Bob Kessling, Burt Bertelkamp on the call, Vol Radio Network. Tennessee baseball continued its hot start of the year. Another midweek win over Arkansas Pine Bluff, 14-6 the final score. Luke Lipsius, Evan Russell both homered in the win. Tennessee softball team also won yesterday, shutting out Illinois State 3-0. Ashley Rogers went the distance in the circle, allowing one hit in the shutout while striking out 17 in the process. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department noted Wednesday that Tiger Woods was not drunk during his crash early Tuesday morning and that the incident was purely an accident. No charges will be filed from the department towards Tiger Woods for the crash that took place 30 miles south of downtown Los Angeles. Have fun now and later with Quick Cash from the Tennessee Lottery. Stop by your nearest retailer and add Quick Cash to your Tennessee Cash, Lotto America, and Cash for Life ticket. 8:16, Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The starting lineup with Tyler and Will. 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Pons, free throw line, stops. Backdoor cut, Johnson goes in and slams it.
Wow, that was nasty.
Pons saw Johnson cutting along the baseline, hit him, and Johnson on that pogo stick of his goes up and just slams it home.
Just the subtlety of Burt Bertelkamp. Well, as a matter of fact, that was nasty. It was his only bucket last night. He finishes with 6 points. But Keon Johnson, nasty flush last night in the 12-point victory for Tennessee over the Commodores at Memorial in Nashville. Welcome you back to your flagship station for the University of Tennessee. Good morning to you. Tyler Ivins and Will West. We're at 656-9900 if you're reaching out wanting to say howdy here on a Thursday. That was the good of last night, Will. Keon Johnson had a big flush. Tennessee ended up winning a game by 12 points. You know, it's one of those just on-again, off-again trends we continue to see with Tennessee basketball. But on this program, we're very fair, but that means we also have to point out some of the obvious as well. Keon Johnson in his 28 minutes last night, he had 6 points. He had the big dunk. Will, also last night, though, he had 6 turnovers. His other five-star freshman teammate, Jaden Springer, he has 3 turnovers of his own. So the two young guns who have been filling up the bucket and letting them cook had 9 of Tennessee's 17 turnovers last night. Again, we always go back to the question, big or small, defense or scoring, but with that scoring, 70 points last night on the road, it came with more than half of the turnovers that you committed in 40 minutes of basketball.
Yeah, I mean, say, you know, 17 turnovers to 11 assists last night doesn't get it done. That was an ugly game. That was not a game anyone enjoyed seeing. Pons clearly is not himself. Let's be honest. Pons sends that kid that dunked on him into the third row. If he jumped off the bad knee. But, right. I mean, that doesn't happen otherwise. I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but I mean, he barely had his hand over the rim, and usually that guy's like elbow up. So it was not a pretty game from Tennessee last night. Not to make excuses, but how much of that do you think was playing down to the competition because you knew they didn't have their two best players?
It's everything. Last night had that performance. Like, when I tell you it was perfect scenario for everything, it really was. Even all the way to who the SEC Network had on the broadcast, you could tell they weren't into the game. You could tell just the atmosphere, that would be zero zilch atmosphere that was in the arena. It's another 9 o'clock local time Eastern, 8 o'clock local, 9 o'clock Eastern start time. It was one team who's going in the wrong direction, and Jerry Stackhouse can't get anybody to fight. You're losing two of their players last night, arguably their two best players that are not in the game last night. And Tennessee kind of looked at it as, hey, we need a bounce-back performance after we beat Kentucky. Luckily, Vanderbilt's on the calendar. I think it was everything that we have attributed to why that game was such a snooze, boring, dud game, everything we talked about. Now, I also believe that basketball is still basketball. So I'm not going to sit here and go, it's fine. Johnson and Springer had 9 turnovers. Yeah, it's fine. It's going to – I don't know if it's going to rectify itself. So, again, we have a second question to ask. Is the smaller lineup that fills up the bucket going to continue to turn over the basketball? And is Tennessee going to get their act together? And on Saturday when they faced Auburn, do we automatically assume, because they're on the road in the Plains and Bruce Pearl's on the other bench, that Auburn's going to have one of those mighty big games and are the Volunteers going to fall flat? I mean, they were showing the stats last night, Will, where they are in the points per game total, 80s when they're winning, and they're in the mid-50s when they're losing. So there's a lot more factors that go into it. And I'll tell you right now, if they're going to fill up the bucket, Will, the smaller lineup we keep talking about, they got to be better than 6 of 19 from 3. And they got to be better than just relying on Victor Bailey Jr. to have 80%, 82% of your three-pointers that you hit last night.
Yeah, I mean, you do. It's my concern is when you think you can turn it on and turn it off. When you don't show up and it's not you versus you, you're going to get got. Right? Like, at some point in time, somebody's going to get you early in a tournament whenever you see teams like that. And everybody has a night like that. This Tennessee team just has a lot of nights like that. And so, when they're dialed in and focused, Tennessee can play with just about anybody in the nation. But when they're not dialed in and focused, they can give us what we got last night. Which, you know, look, it's still a win. Win's a win. It's the, Cater, you pointed it out, Ken Sparks said never apologize for a win or never feel bad for a win, right?
Yep.
So, it is still a win, but that was not a good performance. And you would like to be playing your best basketball at this point heading into the tournament season when you get Auburn to close things out coming up, and then we'll get into the SEC tournament.
Do you think there's any team right now that's in the mix for a top four bye in the SEC tournament who needs it more than Tennessee because of their on-again, off-again mentality? Because I can tell you right now, I think – is anybody questioning if Alabama can run the table? No.
No.
Is anybody questioning about Arkansas or Florida right now? No.
Yes.
Tennessee right now. The way they are, who is?
I question whether Arkansas or Florida. I think they could get – but either one of them could get got on a given night. Because the SEC's deep with middle class, and so I could see them getting beat if they – like any of the – Alabama's – could Alabama get beat? Yes, everybody could get beat in tournament basketball. Okay. I feel like they bring a level of consistency to the floor and to the table that Arkansas, LSU, and Florida and do not. Now, they're not nearly as inconsistent as Tennessee, but I've seen stinkers this year from all three of those teams as well.
If I told you right now I gave you $100 of my money, $100 I won last night on the Virginia North NC State over, here's that $100, Will. Who's winning the SEC tournament right now?
Alabama.
Okay. Kaner? You're only getting $10, but here's $10.
I mean, yeah, I'd probably say Alabama too.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Tennessee is that 4 seed. They would have to face Alabama on a Saturday. So, again, first take care of business against a struggling Auburn team. And remember, when there was 4 games remaining, everybody looked at that stretch between Carolina, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, and Auburn. I was the one saying Tennessee needed to go 4-0. All 4 of the teams that they've played since last week, none of them are going to make the NCAA tournament without an auto bid. Now, they don't need to stub their toe and go 2-2 down the stretch and avoid not getting one of those 4. those buys that lead you into the SEC tournament. So we'll see. Can Tennessee clean up a little bit of this act that was last night's snoozer in Vanderbilt and then an early tip-off Saturday in the Plains, and they can carry that momentum into Nashville in the SEC tournament. We get back, start bench cut to get to. Plus, Will, I cannot believe the chili soup conversation is taking off the way that it is. People are passionate about this topic. We'll explain more next on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Now 25 minutes ahead of the hour at 9 o'clock. That's where you're going to find the Eric Haines Show with Brian Rice. Until then, let us play in the sand a little bit longer, shall we? Tyler Ivins, Will West. Start bench cut to get to. Plus, coming up before 9 a.m. is chili a soup. I need an answer to this before I go on with my Thursday, because I will not rest until I learn if chili is a soup. Kaner, big red button time. Here we go. Start bench cut now on TSL.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Whoops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
Outside of quarterback, who is the biggest free agent in the NFL? J.J. Watt, Aaron Jones, Chris Godwin.
There's a right order here, gentlemen, and I'll go ahead and kick this one off. I'm starting Aaron Jones. I'm benching Chris Godwin. I'm cutting J.J. Watt. Aaron Jones is a running back that needs to get the next payday. Would I pay that running back? No. No, I wouldn't, because you shouldn't invest X amount of percentage of your payroll into the running back position. But he is the best of these three. Now I'll come in with Chris Godwin. You know, there were a lot of mouths to feed this year in Tampa Bay, Will, so having him try to replicate what he did the previous year at wide receiver for the Buccaneers was going to be unrealistic from the get-go. And J.J. Watt, again, we've touched on it numerous times this morning. Next month, he'll be 32. And if you believe Diana Rossini right now on Twitter, I am nowhere close giving J.J. Watt 32 years of age, somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 to $16 million. So this is why he receives the cut.
I'm going to say, okay, I am of the belief you never pay the receiver, you never pay the running back, you never pay the edge rusher. You just don't do it. You pay offensive linemen, you pay, you don't pay huge money, but you pay inside linebackers, and you pay quarterbacks. That's what I am of the belief of. But I'm going to start Godwin, I'm going to bench Jones, I'm going to cut J.J. Watt. I can find another running back.
It's Throwback Thursday. Out of these three, who owns the best throwback uniforms? The Chargers powder blue, the Nets ABA jersey, or the Pirates beehive jersey?
This is a great question. Nice job. Tip of the cap to Ivins. He's the one that wrote that one. Start the Chargers powder blue, bench the Pirates beehive jersey, cut the Nets ABA jersey.
Oh, my goodness. You know that you got to start L.A. San Diego's powder blue. All right, yep. That's the runaway favorite start. But how much do you like the pop of that white ABA Nets jersey with the stripe down the side compared to the Beehive Pittsburgh Pirates? Willie Stargell, we're just in here making noise with the boys. And that's why I'm going to give the edge to the jersey white ABAs. I'm a baseball guy. I love those old school throwback baseball jerseys. But I like the popping of the white on the floor. It's almost like the color of the ABA floor was that type of tone or that tint just to make those white jerseys pop even more. So for that reason, that's your bench, the Stargell, McCovey, all that stuff. Or not McCovey, excuse me, the Stargell, those Stargell jerseys, those are 100% the cuts there.
Today is National Toast Day. Best thing to spread on toast, butter, jelly, avocado.
I don't know what kind of money you're making over there, kid, if you want avocado on your toast. I'm going to start the jelly. I'll bench the butter. I'll cut the avocado.
I'm going to start the jelly. I'll just say Avery's turned me on to this new fruit jelly. It's called Crofters. Have you ever heard of Crofters? It's
no, but I've never met a jelly I've never liked.
It's absolutely magnificent. So I'm going to start the Crofters jelly. I'm going to bench the avocado. I'm going to cut the butter. I can kind of, outside of a baked potato, I can live with, you know, you can take or leave butter as far as I'm concerned these days.
After John Clayton's report yesterday, most likely landing spot for J.J. Watt, Titans, Packers, Bills.
I'll start the Bills because you guys have convinced me that it's not going to be Cleveland, and I don't think it's going to be Green Bay. I don't think they want to upset Aaron Rodgers. So I think we already have our order just based on that. Buffalo, Tennessee, and then you cut Green Bay. But I'm telling you right now, and Kaner, you can speak for Titans fans because you've got a vote on this show. You paying $15.5 million for J.J. Watt to be in a Nashville uniform next year?
I'm not doing that, no.
No. No. Now, do I think the Titans might? I do. So,
yes.
The right order is start the Bills, bench the Titans, cut the Packers. At the same time, though, I do think the Green Bay Packers absolutely hate Aaron Rodgers and want to make him mad. So there's a chance that the Packers could do this at Aaron Rodgers, more so than it's about winning and losing.
And, again, I think sometimes I come across as a little grumpy Gil, but like I love J.J. Watt. I would love for him to be on my team. I'm not paying him $15 million a year. I'm just not. I mean, dude. J.J. Watt 5 years ago, oh, yeah. I'd give him $5 million more, $20 million a year. Come on down. But
have you guys seen what they're talking about for edge rushers right now? They're talking about J.J. Watt, $15, $16 million a year. $20 million a year for Leonard Williams is what they're talking about paying.
Okay, kick rocks.
There's no chance. There's no chance.
Will,
Fire everybody.
I miss him in a Jets uniform, but if you're going to pay that man $20 million, then I'm glad they got a third rounder to ship him to the Giants.
Yep.
Who was Ric Flair's biggest nemesis?
Ooh!
Sting, Hulk Hogan, Dusty Rhodes.
Ooh, full disclosure, Ivins, before you answer, I wrote this question to everyone out there. Should I have put Ricky Steamboat instead of Dusty Rhodes? I did not.
No, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
The greatest promo in Dusty Rhodes' life came before a match against Ric Flair. You don't get that kind of authenticity. You don't get that kind of honesty about a grandson of a plumber without Ric Flair and the limos and the ladies and the Rolexes and the jets and the alligators. No. Now, granted, that was a fantastic promo, but he is the cut in this situation. I'm starting Sting. I'm benching Hogan. I'm cutting Dusty Rhodes.
That is the correct order. It is start Sting. It is bench Hogan. It is cut the American Dream. Although nobody ever go tell, like, I would feel terrible if the American Dream ever found out, God rest his soul, that I cut the American Dream there.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. The time Flair looked into the camera and said, your fans are kids, my fans are your mother and the ladies out there. And it was just like, oh, my goodness. Like, he was trying to blur the lines a little bit there when the fourth wall was initially starting to be picked away, ticked away. You take a little chisel to it. Like, that's when wrestling started becoming real, and you had to question every time you turned on the television. Did he really just punch him? Do they really not like each other? That's when things started getting really good, and Flair was one of the first people to orchestrate that.
Today is National Chili Day. What's the best add-on with chili? Chips, cheese, sour cream.
You're starting the cheese. I think that's the clear start.
Yep, agree.
I'm going to bench the chips. I'm going to cut the sour cream.
Yep. Oh my, That's it. Did we just go 3 for 3 there? Kaner, you agree?
I agree.
Man, I miss the days when you could roll into Neyland Stadium and just get a Petro and be like, all right, I'm ready for a football game now. I'm ready for a football game. And I used to get criticized a lot for never wanting tomatoes in my Petro. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Petro. It just, when you're talking about chili chips and cheese, I just don't want tomatoes in there. I'm sorry, I'm just not a big tomato guy. But I am a big guy at Heritage Realty, Will, and I love stopping by their website, heritagerealtyknox.com.
Heritage Realty Knox.com, a boutique firm that focuses on you, the client, over the needs of a sales pipeline. With Heritage Realty, wouldn't you love to go to a realtor where you are not a number? At Heritage Realty, it's finding the right home for you, for your family, in the right neighborhood with the right school district, and also making sure that they get top dollar whenever they sell your home. That is Heritage Realty.
Chad Vall on Twitter, I've had it up to here with a gift of a very angry man. First, you guys dog Jackie Chan and his stunts. Now you're telling me chili's a soup. I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it.
We didn't dog Jackie Chan. The question was the best actor who does his own stunts. Jackie Chan does better stunts than everybody else does.
Ashley, this morning, you may not believe this, but I actually listened to this show more than my husband, and I agree. Chili is most certainly a soup, and now I'm hungry and ready for dinner. Thank you, Ashley.
It's a soup. Yes, chili's a soup. Cheesecake's a pie, and hot dogs are tacos. We've established this on the station for years.
Speaking of tacos, do you want to kind of defend yourself for making Taco Bell put chicken in tacos or whatever the heck they're doing now these days, Will West?
You're welcome, America. You're welcome.
Gosh, I cannot wait till you start running for office. I'm really, really excited to make Eric Kane part of your Secret Service, and I will be your campaign manager. That is Will West, and you can find him on Twitter at WillWestWNML, at Tyler Ivins, and at TSL99.1. Speaking of Kaner, don't go anywhere, dude. We need a final Tennessee Lottery sports update. We say goodbye next on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Tennessee held off Vanderbilt last night, 70-58 the final score. The Vols were paced by Victor Bailey Jr.'s 21 points. Jaden Springer added 20. Epons, 10 points, 10 rebounds, a double-double effort.
Kicks it out, Viscobi's got an open three, and it rattles, no good.
Whoa! Slam back by Pons with a right hand.
That was sweet, baby. Epons.
Bob Kessling, Burt Bertelkamp on the call, Vol Radio Network. Tennessee shot 45% from the field. The Vols be back in action Saturday at Auburn for the noon tip. Tennessee baseball, a winner over Arkansas Pine Bluff 14-6 yesterday. Tennessee softball shuts out Illinois State 3-0 as Ashley Rogers fans 17 in the circle. Number 20 Arkansas knocked off 6th-ranked Alabama in men's hoops last night, 81-66. Number 15 Virginia fell to the upset NC State, 68-261. Number 11 Florida State drilled Miami, 88-71. Number 13 Creighton down DePaul, 77-253. A big matchup in the NBA last night. Well, it was kind of a bad game. The Jazz dismantled the shorthanded Lakers 114-89. The Warriors outlasted the Pacers 111-107. The Heat pulled away from the Bulls 116-108. And the Hornets topped the Suns 124-121. Have fun now and later with Quick Cash from the Tennessee Lottery. Stop by your nearest retailer and add Quick Cash to your Tennessee Cash, Lotto America, and Cash for Life ticket. Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The starting lineup with Tyler and Will. 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
What are the chances you're going to get the three of us in a room together eating chili while watching Happy Gilmore 2? The Last Drive. Look, I just named the title of the movie for you. There you go, Adam Sandler. I expect my $1 million check in the mail anytime soon from Happy Madison Productions. Does that work? Happy Gilmore 2, The Last Drive, an aged Shooter McGavin, Christopher McDonald sitting there talking about Grizzly Adams and eating crap for breakfast. Anybody? Anybody? You're here for that, right, Will? You'll stand in line for the premiere that debuts at, well, now they don't do those Thursday night 11:59 showings anymore. They at least show them now Thursdays at like 8 o'clock now. You're the guy who's ready to get back to the movie theater, dude.
I am. I don't know that I would pay to go see the Happy Gilmore 2 in the theater, so. Would I watch it? Yes. And we asked the Twitter poll question, would you watch? And again, it's not the same as should they make it. It's would you watch it if they did make it?
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore sequel. 72% of respondents say yes. 28% say no. I would watch it. I'm not giving you money to watch it, I would say.
Billy, actually, this morning, which is funny because I thought Billy was going to lay out that they need to make a sequel to Billy Madison before they make a sequel to Happy Gilmore. This morning, reaching out, Billy Vol says it needs to be the Waterboy 2 before it is Happy Gilmore 2. Look, I really don't want to have to bring out Start Bitch Cut again because we've put that away on the shelf until Friday, which, by the way, we're going to be at the bed store on Chapman Highway hanging out with Roger Cunningham again tomorrow. Gentlemen, dare I ask, which character is best out of Adam Sandler's repertoire? Would you start, bench, cut, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Bobby Boucher?
Start, Happy Gilmore, bench, Bobby Boucher, cut, Billy Madison, but I love all of them.
Gosh, stop looking at me, Swan. It's too hot for a penguin to be outside. I will tell you, there are some great lines, but I don't know if I would take a sequel to any of those films. But I would watch them, especially if they decide that they're going to be doing a Happy Gilmore. Who wouldn't want a chance? Happy Gilmore 2, Shooter's Revenge. Which one do you like better, The Last Drive or Shooter's Revenge?
Shooter's Revenge, that way I get the trilogy out of the whole thing.
See, that's smart. See, this is a guy who was going to go into film at an Ivy League school before he decided to take a step back and do sports talk radio with this jamook over here on this side of the radio. Will, we'll do it again tomorrow. Bed store again. That's where we're going to be, Chapman Highway. Let your people know in South Knoxville that I'm coming. I will accept fruit baskets. I will I'll accept a lot of baked goods, and I like my coffee to be a little hot, not scorching hot like they do at the Big Buck store around the corner. Kaner, we appreciate it as always. Eric Kane Show with Brian Rice. It's next. We'll do it for you on your Friday beginning at 6 a.m. It's the starting lineup. here on your home for Tennessee Athletics, 99.1, the Sports Animal. Red lights, I could never stop.